and mahalo for your company today. We're Na Kai e Malu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano, hano, Hawaii la, leko. Hano, hano, Hawaii la, lai ka, lai hua, kua hiwi na nila, o mauna kea. Kila, kila, o Maui la, lai ka rose lani, kua hiwi na nila, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, lei ka rose lani, kua hiwi na nila, o hale a kala. Aoheo o ahula, le ka ilima, tua hiwi na nila, o ka. Kawaila, lei mo kihana, kua hiwi na nila, o vai ale ale.
Aloha, aloha kakou. Na Kai e Walu's here for your pleasure once again with Hawaiian music and talk story till 10 o'clock this morning. Settling in around the kitchen table, Vicky Holt Takamine. Hey, Vicky.
Aloha.
Kaho'one panoke.
Aloha kakou to all of our ohana throughout the islands of Kauai, Maui, Hawaii, Molokai, Lanai, and of course the island of Oahu and Hawaii Island too. So we go the whole syndrome there. So it's great to have them all.
Yeah, we have to get up to Mokumara Mana, you know, yes. the whole archipelago.
You've always wanted to do that, Victoria.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's our goal, and that's kind of what we do every Saturday morning. I'm Noe Tanigawa. How's your week been, Kahone?
Oh, week has been very good. Lots of work, you know, working at the Office of Foreign Affairs and getting events together and everything. So it's been a busy week.
How's your health conference coming, Vicky?
Oh, it's coming along great, moving right along. I spent the last weekend with our guest here. Our guest for today is Manu Boyd, and we were in Tourette, just in and out over the weekend.
One great thing that happened there.
We all got on stage to do Ya'oe Kala together.
All verses.
All verses.
Oh, my gosh. Fabulous. Oh, wow.
Those are the special moments.
That is a special
moment. Manu Boyd, Lea Aloha, Amina, Nani Lim Yap, Melia Lobenstein, Robert Casimero, Patrick Makuakane from California,
nice.
Myself and Jeffrey, my son Jeffrey Takamine, Snowbird Bento.
Oh, wow.
Good fun. Good fun weekend.
And that
Yakiniku was the bomb. And then there was Motown After Hours.
Motown After Hours.
And you're still trying to recover. Was that what you're trying to recover from, Manu?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's kick up some fun this morning here on Na Kai e Walu. Manu Boyd coming up. This program is brought to you every weekend by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. Don't miss it on the Visionary Radio Network.
our way. A sunny day is not quite the same as the ocean blue. At home in the islands, at home in the islands, at home in the middle of the sea. We're two happy guys, neat tropic skies, living the life of the gypsy musician, and it's hard on our heads, and the lady of our hearts is miles and miles and miles away. At home in the islands, at home in the islands, at home in the middle of the sea. Rather be than home in these islands in the middle of the sea, keeping real close to family and friends, and taking it easy in the tropical breeze.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
In 1890, King Kalaakaua left Honolulu for San Francisco, California, aboard the USS Charleston. It is said that his queen Kapi'olani composed this love song for him while he was away.
Himala ohe aloha, nokaipole manu. Manuku uhoa no mai ka na he ivi o ka polena I ka. Oh,
kamana ule e na ue kuku mana ko hiki ana kalani helelo hai na kapuana e a no kalani
the king never heard her song. He had died in San Francisco. This was her love song for her chief, who went and never returned.
A fresh breeze for your Saturday. Nakai e valu, starting your great Hawaiian weekend. Kahoʻone panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa. And it's always fun with Manu Boyd here in the studio. He's cultural director for the Royal Hawaiian Center, among other things.
Aloha Noe, and aloha kakahiaka. Good Saturday morning to you all, Kahoʻone and Vicky. I guess I should say ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
You know, Vicky joined us on the last part of a very long trip. So Vicky came for the two shows in Tokyo, but we've been there since September 30th. We were there for days, and I'm still getting back on track, but all ready for the big event tonight at Royal Hawaiian Center, and for lots of fun. And it was good fun though, and the yakiniku, I agree. Well, oishikatta desu ne.
Oishikatta.
Tell me, for the both of you, on this, is this an annual jaunt that happens?
10th annual this year.
This is the 10th annual
Pacific Hula exhibition, and it's produced in part by Robert Maikumu and also our friend Hide in Japan. So it may seem like an inappropriate subject for Nakai Evalu, but really it isn't, because we took a good chunk of our ohana. There were about 40 of us in all,
at least,
or so.
Because all of the kumu took at least four dancers, and
it's funny because we don't get to do those kinds of really really big shows
here
in Honolulu or in Hawaii. Happened at our halau fundraiser last year at Oceans. We combined Ho'okena and Makaha Sons and Robert Casimiro as a group there because we did it in Japan years ago and we never have had a chance to do it here. So here we're selling our tickets for $10, and we had this at Oceans, and we had this big concert trying to capture those really, really intimate and profound moments in Japan when you have a lot of these cultural practitioners, hula, music, and what have you, coming together as friends and as family. It's very powerful.
But I think this gets to what Kaho'one was just at, our luncheon with Hawaii Tourism Authority and NAHA, Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association, and also with one of the, Cade from Local 5 was talking to me about, he's with the unions that represent the hotel workers, and what is it about Waikiki that Native Hawaiians, we're not connecting with. And I said, well, when I was in Waikiki, when I was dancing, I was a little younger than I am right now, but we danced in every nightclub in Waikiki. Every hotel had a Hawaiian show, Hawaiian musicians, and we were all employed. Robert was at the Prow Lounge at the Sheraton. At the Ilika, you could find Loyal Garner. Paradise Serenaders was down the road. Don Ho was at the Marketplace. Melvin Lead was at the Outrigger. So every showroom, every hotel had a Hawaiian show. It's not like that now.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Our special guest today, Manu Boyd, Cultural Director of the Royal Hawaiian Center. And we're coming to you, compliments of Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thing on my mind. is the next barrel I'll find. I've been waiting all week, haven't been in 6 days. So won't you come with me, baby, so we can feel the ocean spray. Come with me, darling, we'll have a sensation tonight. Stick by my side and we'll have a sensation tonight. Come with me, darling, we'll have a sensation tonight. Stick by my side and we'll have a sensation tonight. And your bikini.
Your bikini.
'Cause before you know it, baby, we'll be catching waves at Waikiki. Next stop is the east side. I'm body surfing at a sandy beach. No need no more, no even need fins, 'cause the bottom is easy to reach. Come with me, darling, we'll have a succession tonight. Stick by my side and we'll have a succession tonight.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, my Lord.
Nice one. All right. Thanks for the suggestion, Koloa. And we've got a song coming up for all our friends in Lahaina. Coming up here on Nakai Evalu. Vicky Kahoone, we had a lot of those kind of sun, sort of liquid sunshine kind of days this past week. And it was just perfect rainbow weather. How do you say rainbow in Hawaiian?
Anue nue. But you know, there's different kinds of rainbows. And they all have a different name.
What kinds are there?
Yeah, uakoko is a low-lying rainbow. And a punohu is like a shaft of a rainbow, or kahili also. So this, I mean, it's interesting that, and that's a good point about the depth of our culture and the way we view our environment. It's not just wind, rain, and sun. It's what kind of wind? Where is it at? How does it feel? What does it make you do? You know, all that. So rainbows are a great example of another physical natural phenomena that is viewed as a ho'aelona, as a beautiful symbol of good things.
Beautiful.
And you know, Tamir, now that you mentioned that, yesterday I was, we were driving home, and I said to Mel, my classmate, and I said to him, I said, you know, Mel, I haven't seen a rainbow in days. And right came out this beautiful Anue Nue. I mean, it was so beautiful. The colors were so vibrant. It just makes you feel good. And, you know, so lucky we live in Hawaii that we're able to understand these elements and let it work for us.
Nakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Nā kekahi e ho ulu mai. Nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Aloha mai kākou. Kamehameha School's preschool applications for the 2010-2011 school year are now available. Children born in 2006 and 2007 are eligible and must apply by January 30th. To request an application or for a complete list of kokua sessions in your area, visit www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
It's Mo'olelo time. Tune in to OEV TV Digital Channel 326 to see the popular new children's storytelling series Lau Nehenehe, brought to you by Kamehameha Publishing.
The mischievous Erepaio is a troublemaker. Watch as he learns the lesson about the importance of aloha aku, aloha mai, to love and be loved, in the story Noka Erepaio Ko Lohe.
Catch this story and others on Lau Nehenehe on OEV TV Digital Channel 326. Visit oev.tv for more information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Darren Ota, the Wailai Kahala Business Banking Manager at Bank of Hawaii, with an insight about how business owners can prevent internal fraud. This insight revolves around the idea of what fraud experts call the fraud triangle. The three elements of the triangle are motive, opportunity, and rationalization. Since employers have little control over an employee's motives or rationalizations, the key to preventing fraud is reducing opportunity by using a wide array of control measures. Employees are far less likely to commit the fraud if they believe they'll be caught and punished. So to make sure your business is protected, reduce the opportunity for fraud wherever possible.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Song for the guys over here in the front yelling, Hanaho, and the guys way in the back yelling, Hanaho, Hanaho.
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's statewide radio magazine, every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and Manu Boyd, our very special guest, cultural director of the Royal Hawaiian Center.
Absolutely, he is a special guest. Manu, you know that ever since you've been at the Royal Hawaiian Center, there's just so much activities that are going on. You're doing such a great job there. And you know what I've noticed is that there's a lot of our local people, us, O'ivi Kanaka, who are beginning to at least walk through that beautiful facility on Kalaakaua.
You know what it is, and Vicky's comment earlier about the, you know, how things were different as far as entertainment goes and the venues and that sort of thing, maybe in years past. I think that, you know, we are a reflection of our values, of our individual values, of our collective values as family or community or what have you. And I think the beauty of working down there at Helumoa in Waikiki at Royal Hawaiian Center is that we are cultivating a wonderful set of Hawaiian values that belong there, because they belong really everywhere in Hawaii. And so when I started there in 2007, and I was able to help put together a cultural strategy, which is now being actually fashioned into a comprehensive strategy for Royal Hawaiian Center. And the single goal, very simple, to promote the integrity of Hawaiian cultural practices at Helumoa. And then, you know, five objectives in performing arts, visual arts, communications, education, and community, you know, follow. And everything we do now, and I credit in part my years at Office of Hawaiian Affairs and the influence of OHA and Kamehameha schools on teaching me about strategic planning.
Well, let's not leave the Bishop Museum out.
And Bishop Museum,
that's where
too.
You were really, I have to credit between, my mother.
Yeah, her mother is really my mother too, and so is Mamakahu Ka'upu.
Yes.
The two of them, but you're right. And I think what along the way, though, learning about, you know, about prioritizing and strategizing and breaking things down to real basic values. So now today, you know, here we are in 2009 getting ready for tonight's big concert. We don't just do things because we think they're interesting or fun. We do them because they align with our strategy. They have purpose and they have mana. And as Kaho'one mentioned, we have so many of our Kama'aina people who are coming down. And, you know, and as Vicky and I just came back from Japan, when we go to Japan, we don't like to hang out with each other. We hang out with the people from over there, and we all enjoy together. So you have the visitors, and the Kupa'aina over there getting together. A fundamental flaw in the visitor industry for years has been is that we have malihini greeting malihini. And yes. What we're trying to do is reestablish the kupa'aina, or the host or the resident, as the host. And we are now extending our aloha and our ho'okipa, our hospitality, to our guests, whether they come from Kentucky or Papakolea. And they come together, we enjoy together, we eat together, we play, we dance, we sing, and we learn together and experience. It's awesome. Wonderful.
New things happening at the Royal Hawaiian Center.
Great.
Manu Boyd, our guest, and there's a great party happening there tonight. We'll find out more about it coming up on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Often in the darkness, sometimes in the light, visions of your golden eyes sparkle in my sight. Haunted by those graceful years, we were young and life was sharp and clear. Now, Hawaiian eyes, can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, and I've missed you inside, Hawaiian eyes. Shouting in the mountains, silent by the stream, our eyes held each other, locked in secret dreams. Now we're freed and drifting on, memories of you hover still and strong. Can you see me now, Hawaiian eyes? Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, but I've missed you inside.
Hawaiian vibes for your Saturday morning. Hey, thanks so much for hanging with us around the kitchen table. Kahoone panoke. How's your cup of coffee, kahoone?
Just wonderful.
Vicky Holt Takamine.
I'm having some mamaki tea this morning.
Right.
Real different from green tea.
A little bit of a change.
Yeah. Just as
well. Yeah. And just back from Japan with her, Manu Boyd.
Aloha.
Our very special guest, cultural director at the Royal Hawaiian Center. Also leader of the great Hawaiian music group, Ho'okena.
So Manu, you've got a big event coming tonight, and we've been talking about it, but skirting all around the details. Can you share what's happening?
I would love to. Yeah, we're doing a lot of community events now that bring, again, kama'aina down to Waikiki to enjoy along with the malihini, and elements that those programs include that make it appropriate for kama'aina are things like hula kahiko. This is not something we see often in Waikiki or done in a real traditional manner. Also, Hawaiian performances by recording groups. And so this evening's concert actually is my group that's performing, and it's a kind of a rare appearance because my job there is really more administrative. But the thought was, on this new CD that we have, and it is a CD release, I wouldn't say party. It really is a party, but it's a CD release free concert for the community.
Celebration.
Yeah, bringing out our new Nani Mauloa Everlasting Beauty CD. On it is a song I wrote back in May of 2008 called Hanohano Helumoa. And that song honors Princess Pauahi and her decision while at Helumoa in Waikiki to establish her lasting legacy, Kamehameha Schools. So in my own kind of way, trying to justify, because I don't like to perform there if we don't have to, but it's an opportunity, though, to present Hawaiian language music, some new material, a great song for President Obama. We have
What we played last week.
Oh,
here.
good. We have a great, lots of new material too as well. And so this concert at 7 o'clock this evening is preceded. We kick the whole thing off at 6 o'clock, and 6 o'clock will be a hula olapa presentation by Halau Mohala Ilima and Kumuhula Mapuana de Silva.
Now, but this is a new program that you've started.
That's right. It's called Hula Kahiko at Helumoa. It's actually, that is every Saturday at 6 o'clock. We have a halau that takes a month and performs every Saturday. And we are presenting Hula Kahiko and in its many forms, Hula Pahu, Hula Ala'apapa, different sitting dances and what have you. To number one, to honor the land that we're at, and number two, to give an experience and include some education in there without overdoing it. We want people to, because hula is entertainment, we don't have to hit them over the head with all the details, but make it available. So it just happens to be that tomorrow we also have our concert. So we'll have Halau Mohala Ilima at 6 o'clock. At 6:30, we're going to have a Royal Hawaiian Center fall fashion show that Ryan Brown and ADR Productions is putting together with all the tenants at Royal Hawaiian Center.
How fun.
And then Ho'okena's CD release of Nani Mauloa, Everlasting Beauty, will be at 7 o'clock. And we have free parking for restaurant and food court patrons. And we also have a $5 all-night special events pass if you just want to come and see the free show. So, we welcome you to come down. In August, we had Willie Kay. He was the last Twilight at Helumoa that we had, and it was over the top. It was unbelievable. So we have a really hard act to follow, but we're going to do our best with Mohala Ilima and Ho'okena and our fashion show.
Oh, right on. I'm sure we'll go there again. That's tonight at Royal Hawaiian Center. You heard about it on Nakai Evalu.
Sure.
Moana Lu. Moana Lu'u.
wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Evalu, that song especially for all the ohana of halau, kekua, okala, au ala iliahi. The parade is halau because they're having their fifth anniversary today. 150 dancers are going to take the stage at Castle Theater to honor Kumuhula O'Brien Eselu, Kael Irai Shell, Uluwehi Guerrero, Auntie Pat Bacon, and the late Thaddeus Wilson.
Sounds wonderful. I've seen them perform often, and their dancers are from Maui. They're beautiful. They're from Iliahi's from down here. Haunani's from up there.
Iliahi was a student of O'Brien Eselu.
And
Haunani was from Maui.
From Kili'i Raichel. The style, I judged them in Kiki Hula a couple of years, and outstanding. And so much, so clean and just wonderful to watch.
Beautiful.
Simple.
Beautiful costumes. They take much care. I judged them at the Hula Ona Keiki on Maui at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel.
Wonderful. That's coming tonight. Up. And Holonape is performing too. It all starts at 7 at Castle Theater at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. See you there.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Aloha mai kākou. Kamehameha School's preschool applications for the 2010-2011 school year are now available. Children born in 2006 and 2007 are eligible and must apply by January 30th. To request an application or for a complete list of Kokua sessions in your area, visit www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
It's Mo'olelo time. Tune in to OEVTV Digital Channel 326 to see the popular new children's storytelling series Lau Nehenehe, brought to you by Kamehameha Publishing.
The mischievous Edepayo is a troublemaker. Watch as he learns the lesson about the importance of aloha aku, aloha mai, to love and be loved, in the story Noka Edepayo Ko Lohe.
Catch this story and others on Lau Nehenehe on OEVTV Digital Channel 326. Visit oev.tv for more information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
No, no.
Just getting you in the mood for a great Hawaiian weekend. Nā kai e walu here. Vicky Holt-Takamine, ka ho'one panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest, Manu Boyd, Cultural Director of the Royal Hawaiian Center.
Manu, over the since you've been there, like we've talked about the amount of entertainment that you've brought into the center, and you've been able to maintain its Hawaiian-ness there at the center. But I think the nice part about you said what you said earlier about how it bridges into the different things, because you know the land is owned by Kamehameha Schools,
right.
So everything, the profits that are reaped from this project, mm-hmm. goes back into Kamehameha Schools, which is such a great way of sharing, I think, when we talk about values, Hawaiian values.
That's right. You know, Royal Hawaiian Center as a commercial real estate property of Kamehameha Schools, and there are many. I mean, Windward Mall and what have you, but what makes, again, special our nohona, our dwelling there at Royal Hawaiian Center at Helumoa, is that that is the spot where Princess Pauahi in 1884, just before her passing, at her home at Helumoa in Waikiki, she made the decision to establish her lasting legacy, Kamehameha Schools. So we, you know, I love working for with the schools, but at that particular property, it's more appropriate and more fulfilling. You know, Princess Pauahi loved music. She loved piano.
Yes.
We brought a piano. And, you know, the Pa'ina Lanai food court, before we had a piano, it was a food court. Now it's a food terrace because we have a piano there.
Oh. There you go.
And so every, you know, Monday through Saturday, right? That's one of the newer programs from 4 to 6 in the afternoon or in the evening, every day except Sunday. We have Aaron Salah. We have Joe Mahoy.
Oh, my gosh.
Uncle Jimmy Kaina. You know, playing music, singing, but Hawaiian-style piano. So we're trying to fill the air there with music, and Kavika Trask performs on Monday and Tuesday. We have Keo Ahu on Wednesday, Pu'u Honu on Thursday, Ku'uipo Kumukahi on Friday, Aloha Fridays, and then now, of course, the Hula Kahiko series at Helumoa every Saturday at 6 o'clock. So we really have it covered. And then the special events, like tonight's concert, is among the programs. And you know, and the wonderful thing is in the programming that I handle is that that's only one of five branches of the things that I handle in that performing arts. Visual arts, another part of it. Communications, another part of it. Education, another part of it. And I also help to manage the landscape contract. So I'm trimming trees, pulling weeds, deciding where the ohi alehu is going to go. And we need more palapalai because we use it all the time. And the more fern we plant, the more leis we braid.
And what a great consultant you have in your brother.
I tell you. I must have learned a lot from him. And our great-great-grandfather, Archibald Cleghorn, who was the horticulturist for the kingdom and a brother-in-law of the king. I'd also like to point out that yesterday, October 16th, was the birthday of Princess Kaʻiulani. So
yes.
We also acknowledge that. And at Royal Hawaiian Center, you know, and the word royal there is not a gimmick. It's a reality, and it's heritage, history, and it's family. So when we say Hauʻolilaha nau ia kealii Kaʻiulani, it's from heartfelt connectedness from Princess Pauahi, her dear friend. And Princess Pauahi was dear friends with Kaʻiulani's mother, Likelike. They were very close. So Hauʻolilaha nau ia o e kealii.
Ooh, feeling closer to Waikiki. We're hearing about some new happenings down there with Manu Boyd on Nā kai e walu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Growers, get a little tune for the bayou. of mine. Children. I gotta fool them in time before the game by.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Just reminiscing a little bit.
Ooh.
That's the way we do it. Hawaiian music and mana'o every Saturday morning right here on Nakai Evalu. Kaho'one Panoke's here around the kitchen table. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and Manu Boyd, Cultural Director at the Royal Hawaiian Center.
We're going to ask you right now about your educational programs. We know you've got a great facility to share information about Kele'i Pauahi.
Mm-hmm. Education, that strand of my of our programming, it's several pieces to that. We have many, many school group tours, Kamehameha schools in particular. Many grade levels come. They come to learn about Helu Moa because they learn about Pauahi's lands on campus. And so they go to different properties around the islands. We have many students who come also from Hawaiian language immersion schools. And so another strand is in the audio programming in the center. You know, we have some of our announcements between the Hawaiian language music that are done in Hawaiian as well. And the thinking there from a cultural and educational perspective is that when these 3, 4, 5-year-old children are walking through Royal Hawaiian Center and they hear, Ekipa mai I kaulu niu kaula na o Helu Moa, welcome to the Royal Grove at Helu Moa, it makes them think, as Hawaiian speaking children, is like, wow, they speak my olelo over here. I like this place because they speak my olelo. So add that to another facet there, the Kaulani Heritage Room, where we have 3 7-minute short high definition films on Hawaiian culture and history, and the 3 interludes between them are just as fabulous as the features. 3 short sets, one on Hawaiian ali'i heirlooms, one on Hawaiian ali'i figures, family members, and one on royal homes and important buildings.
Lots to learn and lots to see and hear at the Royal Hawaiian Center. Manu Boyd telling us about it today on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Stabbing at me just like a dart. It's a feeling heavenly. I see memories out of the past, memories that always will last, of a
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. We'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow, 'cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on the hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. You know I give you all my love in every way I can. Make sure that's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. All I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. That's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me.
Nakai e Valu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Every Saturday morning, we are here for you. And our guest today, Manu Boyd, is talking about Twilight at Helumoa. It's a special concert, starts at 6 o'clock tonight with Hula Kahiko from Halau Mohala I Lima. 6:30 fashion show. Find out the hot fashion styles from the vendors there at Royal from the merchants there at Royal Hawaiian Center, 7 o'clock, the Ho'okena CD release party. And while you're in the area, you might want to stop by and see the terrific murals that are on the wall now at the Sheraton Waikiki, put together by Meleana Meyer, Solomon Enos, Hari Nani Orm, and so many of the other great Hawaiian visual artists in town. Check it all out. There's a lot going on in Waikiki.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku, nā kekahi e ho ulumai, nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana aka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Aloha mai kākou! Kamehameha School's preschool applications for the 2010-2011 school year are now available. Children born in 2006 and 2007 are eligible and must apply by January 30th. To request an application or for a complete list of kokua sessions in your area, visit www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
It's Mo'olelo time. Tune in to OEVTV Digital Channel 326 to see the popular new children's storytelling series Lau Nehenehe, brought to you by Kamehameha Publishing.
The mischievous Edepayo is a troublemaker. Watch as he learns the lesson about the importance of aloha aku, aloha mai, to love and be loved, in the story Noka Edepayo Ko Lohe.
Catch this story and others on Lau Nehenehe on OEVTV Digital Channel 326. Visit oev.tv for more information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
If my life gets like a jigsaw, with the pieces out of place, tomorrow over, put a smile upon my face, and if all my bad days came at once, you know just what to do, tomorrow over, maybe you see me through, and if you think I need you, come on over, bring your love around, you can dry away my tears, and if you think I need you, come on over, lay your body down, you know pieces out of place, tomorrow over, put a smile upon my face, and if all my bad days came at once, you know just what to do, tomorrow over, baby you will see me through, and if you think I
Aloha kako. Aloha to all of us. It's a kako thing. Every Saturday morning here on Nakai Evalu, Vicky Holtakamine, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest today, Manu Boyd, Cultural Director at the Royal Hawaiian Center.
So, Manu, is it possible for you to explain to our listeners, where is Helumoa? What is Helumoa?
Helumoa is a land area in Waikiki, and it encompasses the area, not only Royal Hawaiian Center, but also Royal Hawaiian Hotel, the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel, the Halekulani, the Reef, you know, that whole area there. And if you think about it in real small terms, Helumoa is an area within a larger district of Kalia, and Kalia is an area in a larger district of Waikiki, and Waikiki is in the Ahupua of Manoa, and Manoa is in the Moku of Kona on the island of Oahu. So what defines Helumoa as it is, though, it's a story that relates to one of our kupuna, Kakuhihewa, ruler of the island of Oahu, and he ruled from Waikiki in the late 16th century. Six generations before him, Ma'ili Kukahi, his kupuna, had moved the court from Waialua to Waikiki because there was lots of water for agriculture. Well, every morning, Kakuhihewa and his court, they could hear up in the hills of Palolo the crowing of the rooster up there. And he was
That so well. Can we have it again?
I'm a little hoarse right now from too much sashimi in Japan. But they would hear the crowing of the magical rooster. He was a kupua, which meant he could take animal form and human form. And his name was Ka'au Helemoa. And everybody knew who he was. And they kind of feared him because he was kind of awesome. And they weren't really sure what to make of him because nobody ever saw him. But they knew he lived in Ka'au Crater. One day he flies down and lands right at the feet of Kakuhihewa. And Kakuhihewa, who was quite good looking himself, says, "My, this is a handsome rooster. You must be Ka'au Helemoa." And the rooster stares at him in the eyes and begins to kind of flap his wings and kick up the dust. And the king is impressed, Kakuhihewa. And he says, "Awe no ho'i, owe ke'ia, owe ke'ia, moa kane." And he says, "Ka'au Helemoa no'ia." And all of a sudden, boom, the rooster disappears. And the dirt that he had kicked up was still flurrying in the sky, in the air. And so Kakuhihewa says, "You know what, this is a ho'ailona. This is a really important symbol because this kupua, magical rooster, just appeared here and scratched at the dirt. So we're going to name this area Helumoa, which means chicken scratch. And we're going to plant coconuts here that eventually grew into 10,000 trees, making up the Uluniu, or the coconut grove, the royal grove of Helumoa."
Beautiful. Oh. Beautiful. Mahalo.
Thank you, Manu. Nakai Evalu, think about that when you're driving down Kalakaua. He's talking about the area that where now the Royal Hawaiian Center sits. Nakai Evalu.
tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Well, it is Manu Boyd here at the table. Kahoone panoke. Vicky Holt Takamine. And you know what? It's time for our regular feature on Nakai Evalu, the Olelo no Eau.
The Olelo no Eau are wise sayings of our kupuna and proverbs that have been handed down from generation to generation. We like to ask our guests if you have something you want to share.
Sure. And this is it's not really an old Olelo no Eau, but it's a phrase that describes the area of Helumoan Waikiki, and that is Kaehu Kai Lelehune o Kavehevehe. And that means the misty sea spray of Kavehevehe. And Kavehevehe is the surf right outside of the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel and the Outrigger Reef. That's why Pauahi went to her home there, because Kavehevehe means to remove. And in her illness, she was ill, terminally ill. She and her husband, Charles Reed Bishop, packed up their things and went to their home at Helumoa so she could be there in the sea spray of Kavehevehe, which means to remove. So the idea of removing burden, removing sorrow, removing illness, it was her way of reaching back to her cultural roots, and it was during that healing rejuvenation process that again she decided there to establish Kamehameha School. So Kavehevehe is still a beautiful place to surf today. And we go out there from time to time. Our visitors enjoy it as well. But we remember, too, that many of the waters in Waikiki, Kalehua Vehe, Kavehevehe, Ulukou, and other areas were really thought to be healing. So instead of maybe looking at Waikiki as kind of a hassle, let's reclaim it and go down there and heal and enjoy and relax at Royal Hawaiian Center. Get your groove on.
This Olelo no Eau is brought to you by Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano ka lebi ka ke ke ho olale manei hei ni nui ko una ue ho ko mai ilaila ko umai. Poli pune hanga
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
When the music
Oh, that feels just right. Thank you so much for your company today on Nakai Evalu. It's been a great morning, hasn't it, Kahoone?
It has been a wonderful morning.
It's just such an upbeat time, and we've learned so much about Waikiki with you, Manu.
And I want to go down to Waikiki and to Kavehevehe.
Yeah, come down. And we're going to come back on a later show, because Kahoone, you're going to be putting together on November 14th, our Kahiku Onalani Arts Festival for King Kalakaua's birthday.
Yes.
So lots going on down there, royalhawaiiancenter.com. But come down tonight. Great parking deals, free, beautiful hula and fashion show, and some pretty good music tonight, too, I think.
And good food at the food court,
too. Oh, the food is keuaka ono.
Is it?
Oh. That's why I'm so momonan. I gained 20 pounds since I worked over there.
Right, so Manu and I are going to go walking down at Kabehebehe.
Yeah.
All right.
Going to go relieve some burden over there.
Yes.
It's another Twilight at Helumoa tonight. It all starts at 6. The Ho'okena CD release concert, 7 p.m. Fashion show at 6:30. And all the events tonight are free. We'll see you down there. It's been just a great morning together. Mahalo to our producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, and we really appreciate their support. Nakai Evalu is brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, Little 102.3 Molokai. Aloha!
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
See you tonight.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Aloha mai kākou. Kamehameha School's preschool applications for the 2010-2011 school year are now available. Children born in 2006 and 2007 are eligible and must apply by January 30th. To request an application or for a complete list of kokua sessions in your area, visit www.ksbe.edu. That's www.ksbe.edu. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
It's Mo'olelo time. Tune in to OEVTV Digital Channel 326 to see the popular new children's storytelling series Lau Nehenehe, brought to you by Kamehameha Publishing.
The mischievous Edepayo is a troublemaker. Watch as he learns the lesson about the importance of aloha aku, aloha mai, to love and be loved, in the story Noka Ere Payo Ko Lohe.
Catch this story and others on Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Digital Channel 326. Visit oev.tv for more information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Darren Ota, the Waialae Kahala Business Banking Manager at Bank of Hawaii, with an insight about how business owners can prevent internal fraud. This insight revolves around the idea of what fraud experts call the fraud triangle. The three elements of the triangle are motive, opportunity, and rationalization. Since employers have little control over an employee's motives or rationalizations, the key to preventing fraud is reducing opportunity by using a wide array of control measures. Employees are far less likely to commit the fraud if they believe they'll be caught and punished. So to make sure your business is protected, reduce the opportunity for fraud wherever possible.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.